that that lost highway of Hank Williams and that highway to hell, they are the same road, brothers and sisters. And there are exactly four things, four key elements in any song worth singing. And those are drinking, cheating, killing, and hell. That's what we're going to sing about tonight. That's what we're going to do. She kept the motor to quit. Was the best damn woman I've ever seen. She had a sack the size of telling me no lies, knocking me out with them American lies. Taking over the ship and the bottom filet. Told me to come, but I was already there. Who was a shaking, earth was a quaking, and mine was aching. We was a making it for you. Show me all. Should be all night long. Working for the time, and that's a virtual line. She's a one of a kind, you know. We was making it to me all night long.
Here she comes again when she's this.
best friend's girl. She's my best friend's girl. She used to be nice. Stands right there, usually playing the guitar and the mandolin. However, tonight he forgot the most important part of the show and left it downstairs. So what this does is it gives us all an opportunity to take a second and drink a little. Because we don't just sing about drinking, this is a way of life. I am on a mission. Nobody told me it was nap time. But when Deacon Dale gets back, all right, now is the time we want everyone to be really, really quiet. This is the only point in the show that we want everyone to be. We want to feel the fucking evil here.
Say it to you.
I was having it, the kids in the top two, you better say. Said you ain't seen nothing to the damn mama, nothing, and you should have been changing the way. And she my leader was a little young leader, old times I can rip the knees. I was the best thing to love her with a sister and a cousin, that was funny, but the new old kids, I guess. He saw swinging with the balls in the school and your feet flying out of the air. Said you ain't gonna tell what you get in the middle of the school like you really care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who I let her play. Well, I miss she was still a missy, even she was still a missy, told her how to walk this way. Told her to walk this way. It's all this way. Said walk this way. This way, she saw me too long this way. It's all this way. She said, all this way. It's all this way. It's good. Thank God I got you. Girl, sweetie, with a classic kind of sexy, you're scurry, climbing way up at me. There's three young ladies in the school, Jane Robin, and I know things looking at me. Was a high school loser, and a lady with a lady, tell them all I saw the stuff that I miss. And the next door neighbor with a daughter had a thing, so I'm gonna give her some little kids. He saw swimming with the balls in the school and the feet flying over the air. Sing your head to the tail with your kitty in the middle of the smell like you didn't care. Yeah, so I took a big chance at the high school dance when I guess we were ready to play. But the bitch she was fooling, but she knew she could steal, but she told me how to walk this way. Told me to walk this way. It's all this way. Say, walk this way. It's all this way.
Going with the flow, it's all okay for me.
Where my family comes from, it's a place called Purdy Hill, and up on Purdy Hill is where the family always made the moonshine, the corn liquor, and they still do make some of that, but here lately, most of the cousins have been growing the marijuana up there, because it's a little bit better of a profit margin, they say. But it's more or less the same business, whether you're making whiskey or you're selling weed, you're always paying the same police guy off, so it's kind of the same thing. Anyway, this is a song about our families, people. If you want to get your eyes knocked out, you want to get your fill, you want to get your head shot off, just pop a Purdy Hill, man. My daddy been corn whiskey up on Purdy Hill, just like his dad before him, never know why can it still. He never took the strangers in a bad way. When it came to talk about this, he's heard it say, if you want to get your eyes, wanna get your feel, wanna get your head shot off, just climb up Purdy Hill. The news, gonna take the old man down. They asked about the way to Purdy Hill out of town. They headed up the mountain, round about half past 10. Recognize, safe to say, they ain't missing them again. Hey, wanna get your eyes knocked out, wanna get your feel. Great great granddaddy used to talk about the wars with the governments. Back when we had Davis, today we're in a pleasant dance. They watch the armies marching up, they watch the book march by. No army never took the seal, no army didn't try. Hey, wanna get your eyes knocked out, wanna get your feel, wanna get your head shot off, just climb up Purdy Hill. Hey. Seeds of my own to fetch a good prize, getting good grown. I see helicopters sent by the DEA. If they play the lies and do my buzz, I stay like Halloween. Hey, you wanna get your eyes knocked out, wanna get your feel, wanna get your head shot off this clown. Pyramid in the leg. You wanna get your eyes knocked out. Wanna get your feel. Wanna get your head shot off this clown. Pyramid in the leg.
Thank you. Reverend Don Wayne Reno. Thank you. Well, this next song is a traditional murder ballad of sorts. Now, we're not there yet. This one has four verses, and that's pretty short for a traditional murder ballad. But in the verses, we learn that our hero, the main character in the story, is on his way driving to a rock and roll show. Probably a lot like this rock and roll show. And it tells us in the song, Lord, that he's drinking. Are you drinking with me? Come on! It also tells us in the song that he is smoking something too. It does not tell us what he is smoking, but I've got a pretty good idea. How about you? And everything is going beautifully for our hero until the fourth verse. For in the fourth verse we learn that our hero, the main character in the story, through no fault of his own, drives his car smack into a truck, the English call it a lorry, and he dies. Tragic. But an English murder ballad always has a lesson, a moral, y'all. And I searched myself for what that moral might be. Love. I'm gonna take the truth, I'm gonna strap it on, Lord. I'm gonna testify now. The truth is this, when you drink and drive, people, you've got to pay very careful attention and watch out for the truck drivers who are on the cocaine and the speed wheel.
Thank you.
Truck ahead, lights there in my eyes. Oh my God, knows how to serve. Well, I got to laugh, cause I know that gonna die. Say thank you for letting me all talk to you in English. You all speak such good English here that I never bothered to try to learn any Danish. But you all do, actually. You all speak beautiful English. But seriously, thank you for letting me talk to you in it, because I am in your country and it's not your native language. So thank you for coming to me with that, seriously. But speaking of different countries and such, we have always felt like that the part of the country we come from has always more or less been its own thing anyway, so we don't really represent anybody's government exactly. We represent music and drinking, you know? But still, being from the United States, it seems that all the people who do the interviews and stuff always want to ask us questions like the following. They'll say, what do you think about Bush? And it's sort of a strange question, because I think it's a matter of personal style whether or not you like a large Bush or small Bush. But I am all in favor of Bush, because when they shave it all the way off, we were just down on the Reaper pie a little while back. The thing is, I'm looking for a full-grown woman now, because I'm a full-grown man. I'm not looking for some little girl. Now, I'm not advocating any Amazon jungle 70s style stuff here, no. But a nice, well-trimmed, well-manicured bush.
You like the junior, not the senior, right?
Indeed. That's a thing of beauty. Can I get a witness on that? Now, also, while I'm talking, ladies, you don't have to just do that little triangle trapezoid thing that you usually do. You've got three dimensions to work with there. You can make this a piece of art, a part of your own personal expression. I'm serious. If you want to get geometrical, do like a dodecahedron sometime, trisided polygon, or if you want to be really rock and roll, do me a lightning bolt. That'd be cool, yeah! Or, if you are not feeling particularly artistic, believe me, no, don't do that. Deacon Del Reno right here is always feeling artistic, y'all. He is. He has an adapter kit for his trimmers. It will work in every country in the world. Yeah! He will come over to your house after the show. He will trim you a work of art that you will want to dip in bronze, people. But don't do that. Well, you gotta give Deacondale something to start with. So I hope we have cleared that all up. We are in favor of artistic, well-trimmed bush. Yeah. scattered in the masses. Just like witches and black masses. Evil minds upon destruction. Social love, just construction. In the fields, the body's burning. As the war machine keeps turning. Deal from hatred to mankind. Balls that even bring us minds. Sails away, free of the spark of the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave that to the poor. Yeah. Time to tell their power lies, making war just for fun. Treat people just like pawns and chess. Wait till the judgment day comes. Was left turning as his red body is burning. No more war pigs had a power. Panic God struck the hour. Day and shed, but God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling. Big mercy for the sins. Saving life and spread his ways. Dirty bands take a break. We keep going, we just take some. Are you drinking with us? Are you? What are the rest of you doing? Girly man. We apologize for this short meeting. Come on. falling rain. Coming down like an hurricane. It's for the future of your children and your children's children. This is a public service. Diggindale is looking for a few good women within whom his seed can find purchase. Because he wants to make sure that you can never have one of those bubonic plagues here, see. And that means that you need to have lots of different genetic input. And input is what Deacondale is all about. So, we're going to do a few songs about Deacondale so that you ladies can decide if you think that you might want to take part in this holy mission for the future of your country. This first song is about Deacondale's last wife, just so you have the backdrop. It's about his last wife back when things were still basically acceptable. It was a lovely day for a wedding, and all the folks were dressed in black. When she said, "I do," he said, "Me too," and a shotgun pointed at his back. Some better in the moonshiner's daughter, but how could I go wrong? Cause the moonshiner's daughter cooks up boiling water, she makes me liquor all night long. Well, the preacher was as drunk as he could get more, and her brothers and her dad were too, of course. Her mom whispered in my ear, if she don't satisfy you, dear, come on by and get you some of the sores. Cause I'm married the moonshiner's daughter, but how could I go wrong? Cause the moonshiner's daughter cooks up corn and water, she makes me liquor all night long. Where's my man? Honeymoon in Nashville, got a room out on Dickers and Pike. Well, the desk clerk, he asked me, he said, "How old is she?" I said, "She's old enough to know just what I like there. Some man with the moonshiner's daughter, but how can I go wrong? Cause the moonshiner's daughter cooks the corn and water, she makes me liquor all night long." No, I said, "The moonshiner's daughter cooks the corn and water, she makes me liquor all night long."
Well, I had a taker over here.
You
missed it.
Well,
alrighty,
man.
Did
you get a pregnant yet?
I licked it.
Well, hell, don't waste time. We'll wait. Go ahead and take the 30 seconds it takes you to do your thing, and we'll wait.
That's one damn good 30 seconds, too. I'm here to tell you.
One of y'all cool motherfuckers stole my pick.
Yes, there's your
decent. Hang on. I gotta find a pick first, huh? Well, one thing that you have to know about Deacon Dale Reno is, unlike me, because I kind of like women to have curves, not be too skinny, have curves, but Deacon Dale Reno likes some big, y'all. I mean, he likes some real big. If what came out of his hotel room in Berlin last night means anything, he likes some real fucking big. So we're going to do a song or two or three or four about the kind of woman Deacon Del Reno wants to get on the floor. And one, two. About what I know, when it comes to loving, I still show. She ain't exactly pretty, she ain't exactly small. 13, 49, 56, you can say she's got it all. Ain't never had a woman, never had a woman like you. Yeah, do another thing, do another thing she do. Ain't no fair story, ain't no skin ball. But you keep it looking, got it, wearing it in 19 stone. You're a whole lot of water, you're a whole lot of water. God, you're a whole lot of roses, you're a whole lot of roses. You're a whole lot of roses, God, you're a whole lot of water. Oh, honey, you could do it to me, hell I know. I'll do the night time, but around the clock. skies. You've a whole lot of water. You've a whole lot of wine. Ah, you've a whole lot of rosemary.
Oh, I got
Full-figured women that you love so much. What happens when she dumps your ass? Now, I know that you are going to find it hard to believe, because I found it hard to believe. The one that looked a lot like you told me to get the fuck out. Really? Once? One time? Yeah. And it hurt me, people. But I did not call her at 2 o'clock in the morning talking all that, "Oh, baby, I can't live without you. Get the thing out." No.
No.
That is the voice of the dark side talking, and do not listen to it. Instead, I drank me about 19 beers, and I wrote this song for her. And I called her at 4:30 in the morning, and I played this song for her. And then I found another girl that looked a lot like her, her sister actually, and moved on down the path. So we're going to play this song for you tonight because you may know someone who is in that situation. Or you may be in that situation. And if you are in that situation, do not get all drunked up and call the person. No. Get a copy of our Let There Be Rockgrass album. Learn this song. Call them at about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Wake them up. Sing them this song. And then go sleep with their sister or brother, whichever you prefer. Give me a key card, everyone. Two, 3, 4. I'm keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back, so I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar. You thought you took everything, but you left something behind for me. I scooped it out, I bottled it up, and I was there on the stand by the bed to remind me, in case I ever forget. You're just a piece of poop, keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back, so I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, I'm dipping your poop in a jar. Rush, I remember you well. How could I ever forget? No! poop, keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back, so I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar. Oh, everybody sing, well, keeping your poop in a jar, testify till the day you come back, so I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar. Keeping your poop in a jar. Sweet Jesus, keeping your poop in a jar. I'm keeping you. Glory, hallelujah, I said I'm keeping you. A poop in a jar. That I wrote after that about her sister. The girl looked a lot like you, actually. It's true, she really did. We don't usually play this one, but fuck it. Well, I think that you're really, really cool, and I think that your body does rule. That's what I wish. I was you so I could fuck me. Me, me. You just got to get out the hand lotion or a stick of butter or a bottle of olive oil. Love your own damn self. Well, I think that you're really, really cool. And I think that your body tells me that's what I wish. I was you so I could fuck me. Jay Byers playing the bass, y'all. Well, one thing I've got to tell you about Reverend John Wayne Reno and Deacon Dale Reno. It turns out that they have the same last name because they are really brothers, y'all. They really are. That's right. They are actually twin brothers, in fact. They are. I'm serious. Reverend Don Wayne came out the front, and a few minutes later, Deacon Dale slid out the back. But what this means is, this means that we know for absolute certain, y'all, we know that they've got the same mama, y'all. We know this. But we also know that they have the same daddy, too. And I'm going to tell you how we know that. We don't need a DNA test for this, no. And we don't need a personality test, an ink blot test, a Rorschach test, a driving test, a syphilis test. Now, you might need that. But for this, we're going to use what we call the banjo test, people. It works like this. We're going to see if the left hand of Deacon Dale Reno right here, we're going to see if that nine ahead, Lord. We're going to see if it's fast enough to keep up with the right hand of Reverend Don Wayne Reno right here on the same banjo, seeing as how we only have one. So, bro, before I go back and pull the feedback out of his wedge, how fast do you want this song here, bro? Thank you. about my granddaddy, y'all.
Stop it.
Stupid when the band goes off and tries to make y'all go one more song for like 15 minutes. It's kind of self-aggrandizing, I think. Do you want to hear a couple more songs, Dick? Yeah. Well, that's good enough for me. Man, sincerely, thank you all for coming out here tonight. Thank you all for giving us a job tonight. We just gotta take just a second, make sure everybody's in tune and everybody has had a chance to take a pee, and we'll play you a couple more. And don't necessarily go running off, because I want to say thank you to everybody in person. Sincerely, thank you for coming out.
guitar and the fiddle. Y'all put your hands together and raise some hell, boy. Look at that. Look at that. Thank you.
much, Pete. We're going to leave you with a song that Deacon Dale and Reverend Don Wayne's dad wrote back in 1955. Hopefully you'll recognize it. Our second time in Copenhagen, I should tell you, in September, we're going to be playing this festival down in, Tuna is how I think we pronounce it, right? I'm sorry, I'm not very good at pronouncing your work, but the Tuna Festival. It's a really cool festival, actually, man. We did it last year, we're going to do it again this year. I want to see all of you there, sincerely. After this one, though, we seriously are done because I got to get some drinking done. Now, y'all going to know this one. Like I said, I really appreciate y'all all bringing us back to the church. Thank you. say, Lord, I lay my burdens down. So it's gonna be a we